A group of moderate Republicans who denounce anonymous campaign spending in elections say their Political Action Committee, or PAC, plays by the rules. PACs have been the source of so-called dark money over the last few election cycles. A lot of that spending in Montana has been aimed at helping more conservative Republicans win primary campaigns. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us the moderates say this time they're fighting back and in a transparent way.
We think that the extremists and their dark money groups have taken this party someplace it doesn't belong.
Kalispell Republican Senator Bruce Tutvett is one of the leaders of the moderate GOP lawmakers calling themselves responsible Republicans. That group broke away from conservative leadership to vote with Democrats on some of the biggest issues of the last legislative session. Conservatives like Senate Majority Leader Bozeman Republican Art Wittig describe it as a betrayal.
You look at these crossover Republicans joining with Democrats to grow government.
The divide between the two sides appears to be growing wider ahead of this June's primary election. The anonymous group American Tradition Partnership, or ATP, made headlines the last couple election cycles for blasting moderates in Republican primaries with negative campaign mailers and other ads. ATP seems to have dissolved since then, after accusations it was illegally coordinating with candidates. Moderate Senator Tutvett says it doesn't matter ATP is gone, a lot of the same forces will still be at play.
They can sprout these things up on a heartbeat. All they got to do is find some dark money donor and away they go. And
frankly, I think you're going to see the fact that a lot of these people criticizing dark money are hypocrites.
Again, Senator Wittig, one of the conservatives.
They're out there raising money. They're going to spend money. They've been out recruiting candidates against conservative legislators.
The moderates do not shy away from the fact they are raising money for primary election advertising. In fact, they're proud of it, calling their PAC a light money PAC. Senator Tutvett.
We want to be able to stand up and say, no, you can run a campaign properly. You can be honest, and Montana deserves that kind of politics.
They call it Montana Business Advocates for Sensible Elections, or Montana Base PAC. Montana Base has been filing detailed donor lists with the State Commissioner of Political Practices. Commissioner John Modal says it's actually what all PACs should be doing.
They are following the law where others may not be.
But that transparency actually brings up an interesting issue. Remember, PACs are supposed to be third-party groups, totally unaffiliated with a candidate's campaign. That's how American Tradition Partnership got in trouble, for working with candidates. So if you look at the list of donors to the Montana Base PAC, the PAC which will be fighting to elect moderate Republican candidates, the first person on that list, Senator Bruce Tutvett, donating $5,000. Senators Ed Buttrey, Taylor Brown, Lou Jones, Representatives Rob Cook, Dwayne Ankeny, Steve Gibson, it goes on. The list is packed with moderate GOP lawmakers, some of whom are running for re-election in this primary.
I can't be there. I can't be on the committee. I shouldn't have any prior knowledge of what they're doing or what they're mailing.
Senator Tutvett does not have to run this time around, so he's not speaking directly for himself there. But he says keeping the candidates' campaigns completely separate from the PAC's activity will be a tough balance.
It's going to take a little evolution here to get this right, because you want clean elections, but you want them to be able to function. You want people to be able to give advice. You want groups that do have a political reason to be.
As for the tone of this light money PAC's advertising, Tutvett says a lot of it will be on the attack.
Negative campaigning is legal, and negative campaigning works.
He believes Montana Base should be able to accomplish its goals just by showing the voting records of conservatives. What a coincidence. That's what Senator Wittig with the conservatives says they want to do.
Looking at people's record instead of, you know, trying to throw personal slights at one another and give the voters what they deserve.
One way or another, both sides will have money to spread that message. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.